Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A rally tonight in Niagara Square will call on Governor Kathy Hochul and the state legislature to support the Invest in Our New York Act. The organizing group Citizen Action of New York says the legislation looks to, quote, ensure fair taxation for the ultra-wealthy and a reinvestment into public funding for essential services like affordable housing, public education, and the climate crisis. Starting at 5:45, the Buffalo Rally is one of four coordinated events across the state to build support for the policies. A Toronto man could spend up to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to his role in a firearms traffic conspiracy. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 29-year-old Jeshua Lyon Myers, in December of 2023, told an undercover law officer that he could acquire firearms in Florida and transport them to Western New York so they could be smuggled into Canada. Myers delivered 129 firearms to undercover officers. And the expansion project at an Eastside theater company will move forward with $400,000 in state funding. According to a release from Congressman Tim Kennedy, the funding for Torn Space Theater was secured during his tenure in the New York State Senate. The project calls for improvements at the Fillmore Avenue home to Torn Space, the Adam Mickiewicz Library and Dramatic Circle, while also transforming the grounds into an outdoor cultural space. In a statement, Kennedy believes, quote, the project will help revitalize nearby neighborhoods. An Amherst man faces narcotics and weapons charges following the execution of a search warrant by a coalition of local law enforcement agencies. The Erie County Sheriff's Narcotics and Intelligence Unit reports they searched the residence of 41-year-old Joseph Krempa and uncovered 14 high-capacity ammunition feeding devices, 11 guns, and suspected fentanyl and methamphetamine. Deputies were assisted in their investigation by the Buffalo Police Intelligence Unit and the FBI Safe Streets Task Force. A group working to stop a planned logging operation in Zoar Valley is taking its case to Cattaraugus County residents. Following three recent protests, including one in Buffalo, the Zoar Valley Coalition will hold a public meeting tonight at 6:30 in Salamanca at the Allegheny Community Center. Organizers contend the Department of Environmental Conservation is reneging on its 2006 preservation plan by scheduling timber sales of hundreds of acres of public land in Zoar Valley. And a new farm equipment manufacturing facility in Genesee County is expected to create 78 new jobs. Empire State Development is providing $2.5 million in tax credits to the global company Oxbow as it builds a 200,000-square-foot facility in the town of Bergen. Officials say the $60 million project will also provide space for Oxbow's new U.S. headquarters. Scheduled for opening in the fall of 2025, the construction of the new facility is also receiving assistance from Genesee County, the Village of Bergen, and Greater Rochester Enterprise. On Friday at St. Bonaventure University, basketball fans will get a glimpse at a documentary years in the making called Brown and White, The Heart of Bona's Basketball. It's produced by 1988 alum Mike Camoin, who has been examining the highs and lows of the school and its basketball. From Bob Lanier's Final Four team to the scandal revolving around an ineligible player that prompted national scorn, Camoin believes this is an important story to tell.
The history of the university, it had fallen into scandal as a result of the basketball program in 2003. Our Catholic Church was in scandal, the clerical sex abuse scandal. And I know, and I just started asking this question of like, how did we really bring this back together? And that drove me deeper into understanding those teams and those seasons and those games back in the early 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and our rise to national relevance. And it was there that I became enamored with not only what the players had accomplished on the court, but what they went on to do off the court.
Camoin says those stories include Fred Crawford's work to start the Pro League at New York City's legendary Rucker Park, and Jim Sadlin and Billy Kelball helping to start Coaches vs. Cancer. Located in rural Cattaraugus County and as one of the smallest schools in Division I basketball, St. Bonaventure's success on the Riley Center court is an unlikely story.
I think the Franciscans saw what the game of basketball could do and how it could bring people together. In fact, you know, the Franciscan model is all are welcome. And they built a, the stadium, but also they built in a manner that included African-American black players on campus, an integrated team that captured the nation's attention.
Mike Camoin's work as a filmmaker has drawn its own attention. Among the credits and accolades, his documentary, Inside the Blue Line, was shown across many PBS stations. His feature films have been screened at the largest film festivals, Cannes, Toronto, Sundance. Camoin says Brown and White, the heart of Bonna's basketball, looks to tell not only the stories on the court, but how Bonna's racially diverse team dealt with the realities of segregation in the 1960s.
But what the 68 team and the 1960-61 teams experienced down south was very similar. And it brought the team together. They decided to play harder and win. Off the court, they weren't allowed to go to certain hotels. They certainly weren't allowed to eat in certain restaurants. They had to go to the back room. And this is where I'm told the players said to the coaches, look, if these guys can't eat here, then we're not going to eat here.
Friday's sneak peek begins at 4 at the Dresser Auditorium in St. Bonaventure's Murphy Professional Building. Several basketball legends, Whitey Martin, Sam Stith, Larry Weese, and others, will take part in the event in person or via the internet. The event is free, though advanced registration is recommended. Camoin has spoken to many of the players about the program's legendary moments, but he says one conversation regarding the 2003 scandal brought the story into full perspective.
I want to just share what Sister Margaret said in her interview, who was brought in with Father Dominic to then become to replace the president who had resigned at that time. And what she learned was that this basketball program and this university are one and the same. You cannot separate out this basketball program from the university. It had grown intertwined. And so it was then that she learned that just how important it is, and that both ships needed to be righted. And that's what they did. They went to work.
A longer conversation with Mike Camoin and more about... For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.